Nestled amongst the rolling hills in Madikeri, Corg, is the picturesque Makara Downs Golf Club. It was officially given clearance to operate as a nine-hole golf course in the year 1914.
Hey, you! Yeah, you cheeky little know-it-all! Are you as smart as you think you are? Oh, really? Well, put yourself to the test with Ted Betts. Ted Betts lets you literally bet on anything.
Thank you all for coming, but this meeting simply couldn't wait.
You sound really panicked. We've not run out of food, have we?
It's not about food, Charlie. Try to understand that the world, the universe, the very stars above, all of that does not come down to your next bowl of food.
Are we not drifting from the point?
Absolutely. We were talking about twinkling stars, not food.
This is Ashley. Ashley likes to use lip gloss a lot, and she's always frustrated at the way she can't get to all the gloss. Ashley tried all sorts of things at home, a kitchen knife, anti-gravity boots, her cat's tail, smashing it with a hammer, electric tools, and even dangerous high explosives.
Hold on.
Earl held up his hands.
You're saying a woman named Magda rescued you from the streets? What happened to the arena?
Yeah, Patch agreed. I thought you said before Three Grin was raising you for it.
He was.
A species created by humans, adaptable by all who choose to play, built on the foundation of things we've recognized since the beginning of human time, building blocks and spheres. Artificial intelligence is here.
If we are lending money that ostensibly we don't have to kids who have no hope of making it back in order to train them for jobs that clearly don't exist, I might suggest that we've gone around the bend a little bit.
Deep in the heart of London is an inconspicuous brownstone building. It may not look like much on the outside, but inside it's a different story. Scotland Yard's a special division. This is where I work. My name is John Sinclair.
Max had a knack for languages and became a professor of French and German. Then he fell ill. Frenchman Nicolas came to take over his courses. Max was in a state of panic. Nicolas didn't speak a word of English. Desperate, Max instructed him to use gestures and act out words to get his message across.